Let's go ahead and talk some college football as Brent Barrett of College Sports Notebook, as well 1010 XL Radio in Jacksonville and First Coast News joins us here to talk some Florida Gators, SEC football, and more. Brent, I hope you're off to a good Monday.
Well, anytime we can say it's a game week, it's a wonderful week. So we got the first one that's coming up. The schedule is pretty sparse, but we're looking forward to ball, so it really doesn't matter. But Hawaii at UCLA and Nebraska at Illinois are your two headliners with this, and that they're basically some games spaced out throughout the day. So anytime we get going and we say we're playing college football, it's a good week.
That's true. I remember finding myself, what was the game a couple years ago? Abilene Christian was taking on, it was Texas State or someone, and you know, but it was the only game that week, and I remember watching it like intensely, and I'm like, I don't know any of these people, but it was just football, and it was on a field. I'm finding myself, Brent, if you haven't seen, a lot of the networks are replaying games, and you know, we were in Biloxi this week, so they got the sports book, and they got about a million TVs, and they're replaying the Georgia-Auburn game with the Ricardo Lewis catch and all the – and we're sitting there, like, cheering, and we both know what's happened. My dad and I are watching, but it was still – it was like it was back. So I'm excited for it. Brent, you know, Ryan Leaf, who I want to start this by saying I'm glad. You know, he went through rehab and went through some tough situations going to jail up in Montana when he was on painkillers, but his career was a bust in the NFL. We know what happened. And now he's out here making SEC predictions where, I mean, I kindly say I wish he would just stay to the West Coast. He came out today and said that Kentucky is going to finish 10-2, Ole Miss is going to finish 10-2, Texas A&M is going to go 12-0, and Alabama is going to lose two games. And, you know, just that alone, there's many others I could bring up. But I think it would take – you have a better chance of getting struck by lightning twice like Matt Hasselbeck than you do of Kentucky, Ole Miss both having 10 wins, and A&M having a 12-0 season in the same year.
Yeah, I saw that. It was one of those things where he probably did that. If he'd have put Georgia and Alabama, no one would have paid any attention to it. But the problem is guys like to do – outrageous things. I mean, Cole Kubelik did something similar. He put Georgia, Kentucky in second, and Florida third. But you know how that works. People don't get any kind of attention until they do something outrageous. Barrett Salee did it a couple years ago with Ole Miss beating Alabama, and Alabama won the game going away. So that if you're going to get predictions, if you don't do something outlandish, no one pays attention.
I think it also is important to preface. So his tweet, it says, from College Station, Texas, sent by his iPhone. So, I mean, I think he had –
maybe
think
a couple cocktails with people at Kyle Field that day.
He has some favoritism there, I think.
You know, and Kentucky's out-of-conference schedule – is one that they should win a lot. I mean, at Louisiana Monroe, unless Duck Dynasty gives them like a big under the table wager, they're winning that one by 40. And then, you know, you've got, you know, Tennessee Chattanooga. They've got like I said, their out of conference schedule is New Mexico State. They have a game against Louisville that they always play, but Louisville's not as good as they used to be. And then the other two are Louisiana Monroe and Tennessee Chattanooga. So Kentucky should be 4-0 out of conference. But then even if you say, okay, in a good year, they're going to go 5-3 in conference, you're still talking about 9-3. And, you know, so that is the highest ceiling that I would put them at. But, Brent, that's just me doing the research, and I apologize that we do that sometimes these days. So,
And look, I like Kentucky. I like Stoops. They build a really nice program. We've got Joey Gatewood leaving Kentucky to go to
UCF,
Central Florida. Yeah.
So he's a national title winner. He's already got a national title.
Yeah, I'm still not convinced that Gus is going to do much at Central Florida, because Gus, frankly, just an average coach, as he proved at Auburn. But listen, until – and maybe the Nevis kid coming from Penn State will help Kentucky. Bo Allen, I think, is in the mix too. But and until Kentucky can really find a quarterback, which is something that I'm not sure they've had since like Tim Couch, there's no way in the world that Kentucky is going to be 10-2. Although we thought they'd be something like that last year, and they got robbed in the Auburn game early by the officials, and that season kind of went downhill from there.
Brent, right now we're, like you said, we're in the crunch time mode. Next week's going to be the first game, or this weekend, and then we're going to have the games after Labor Day like we always are, and we got some great matchups. But, you know, to you, what team needs it more to sort of prove that they're for real? Because they've both been blue bloods. Clemson, though, has actually won the titles where Georgia's been so close, and there's memories like Tua to Devontae Smith they'd like to forget. But, Brent, you got both those teams very close to your neck of the woods with the ties with Trevor Lawrence being from Georgia, and you guys are almost split with Georgia and Florida fans over there, but a little more Florida. When you look at this, though, who needs it more, Georgia or Clemson this year, to sort of say for the crowd to be like, okay, this team's the real deal?
Well, I still think Georgia may need it a little bit more because they play an SEC schedule, because even if Clemson loses, their fans would be upset. But Clemson, being in the ACC, can still run the table because they just don't have the competition they would in the SEC. That Georgia schedule is fairly light within itself. Now, obviously, they've got Florida, they've got Auburn, and they'll have Missouri. But still, the expectations are still quite high for Kirby Smart, and what they don't need is a 10-point loss to open the season.
Looking right now as we speak with Brent Baird of College Sports Notebook. You can follow him on Twitter at Brent Baird, BEAIRD. Brent, looking at the LSU Tigers and, you know, the predictions coming in at this point, a lot of quarterback battles were being discussed, but is this one now, because of the injury, what we saw with Miles Brennan, it's now Max Johnson's team to take over?
No question. I think, frankly, that probably hurt LSU in the AP poll. I think after Brennan got hurt, some of the writers thought LSU would, instead of in the coaches' poll, I mean, they're still in the top 20, obviously, and they deserve it. And I still think LSU may end up being second instead of A&M in the West. But Max Johnson, without a question, is the guy. Now, I think what's going to be interesting is one thing that you've seen is Garrett Nussmeier has played well in the recent scrimmage. He was 18-32 and 3 touchdowns for 308 yards. I mean, that'd be good against the backyard kids of the neighborhood. So I'm not saying he's going to win the job, but in this league, you've got to have somebody who is able to be a good backup, and they may have one in Nussmeier.
And, Brent, a little bit short on time, but I want to get we're closer to the season. I got like a billion things to ask you here. But two things here. Real quickly, the Pac-12, Big Ten, ACC expected to make that formal announcement, it looks like, as early as next week. And then on top of it, after that, it looks like the Florida Gators pretty much have – I'm not going to say solidified because anything's possible, but Emory Jones is going to be the starter, it sounds like, over Anthony Richardson, even though the competition seemed a lot closer than a lot would have thought in the public.
Well, they certainly want us to think that way. Now, there were reports even as early as today that Anthony Richardson continues to play well. And obviously we weren't the scrimmage last night, but I know the first scrimmage, Mullen went out of his way to say he threw three touchdowns, And then he said he played well in the scrimmage. I think some of that, Chad, is we want to keep the competition going. We want to keep Richardson interested so that he doesn't decide to transfer somewhere else.
Well, yeah, and real quickly, Brent, on that Pac-12, Big Ten, ACC, is this viable long-term? Because isn't it going to hurt them a little too as well, not getting to play against SEC competition that gets better ratings?
Absolutely, and they would make a real mistake if they exclude the SEC in their scheduling. Now, obviously, a Southern Cal Clemson game would be very attractive, or if they can do a little bit of scheduling with that. But silliest thing I've ever heard to not want to be involved in the SEC and also to cut down on your the only way like the Pac-12 is going to win anything is to get in the a 12-team playoff, and they're wanting to postpone that. Look, if you're the Pac-12, Chad, don't you want a 12-team playoff this year just so they get somebody in?
Absolutely, Brent. I think this is a heated moment that's lasted a little bit longer. And, the kid that didn't actually take the dad's car out for a ride, but at the same time he got grounded and the dad's too stubborn to let him out. So he just continues to let him.
Right.
He's like, you're still grounded. He's like, but dad, it was proven I didn't do anything. You're like, I don't care. You're grounded. It's like, okay. That's sort of what this case is. They're just, they you could tell them this is going to hurt you, but they're like, whatever. We're just mad right now. I can't believe they got Oklahoma and Texas and we didn't know about it. So we'll see at this point. But Brent, I'm excited. We do have college football this week, and we're pumped to talk more about it.
Absolutely, bud. Can't wait to start previewing a incredible week next week.
Absolutely, Brent. Looking forward to it. And have a safe rest of your week, my friend.
You too.